Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Vicky Barker, CBS News, reporting from London about a story I did not know until I read in all of the London papers about an interview by the BBC, a man named Bashir, in 1995 with the then Princess Diana. The interview was shocking at the time. The next year, Diana and Charles divorced. The year after that, Diana died in a horrible car crash in Paris. All these events now connect to statements by her sons, the heir apparent William and Harry, his younger brother, who these last days has demonstrated alienation from his father and his family in some fashion. But it's a royal family. You can't see in. And in any event, there is this statement. Our mother lost her life because of this, pointing to the interview with the BBC with a man named Bashir. Vicky, wow. What can we say now about these events? The future king and his brother accusing the BBC of some kind of misconduct. Has the BBC responded in adequate fashion? Good day to you.
Well, adequate is a fairly elastic word, and it is not a word I think that some of the BBC's most robust critics would use to describe the BBC's response to all this. Let me give you just a little bit of background, because at the time, this was the scoop of the century. This relatively unknown, kind of obscure BBC reporter named Martin Bashir had somehow leapfrogged over, you know, squads of royal reporters to get this exclusive one-on-one on-camera interview with Princess Diana, in which she made explosive revelations that her marriage was doomed to fail because, as she so famously put it, there were always three in this marriage, which made it a little bit crowded. Responding, her husband, her estranged husband, had admitted to adultery in an interview a year before. She admitted to something similar and saying, yes, she was madly in love with this, well, bit of a cad, but whatever. But what has since come out is that it appears, in fact, I don't think it's in dispute, that what Bashir did was use lies and forged documents to penetrate Diana's inner circle. He apparently approached Diana's brother, Charles Spencer, at the time a journalist himself, and showed him forged documents which seemed to show that some of the people around Diana and some of the people around Spencer himself were getting payoffs, either from the tabloids or from some shadowy organization that was meant to be a front for MI5, the domestic spying agency. And that is what helped get him through the door with Diana. And what the point that Prince William made after this, the revelations came out following an independent investigation into all of this, including the BBC's own supposed investigation of the events around this interview a year after that thing aired, was that he feels that his mother was basically egged on to put things in a far more extreme way than she would have otherwise, and that the poison dripped into her ear by Martin Bashir helped widen the rift between his parents so that it was never to be healed in her lifetime. Now, there are plenty of observers who can say that marriage was in a lot of trouble. Diana was already worried that she was under some kind of surveillance, you know, private details were being leaked to the tabloids, that sort of thing. But, you know, you're dealing with something unquantifiable, but clearly it exists in some kind of quantity. Clearly, Martin Bashir played on that, played on those fears, played on that paranoia, and hence the interview. Now, the BBC, which remains supported by taxpayer money here in the UK, while being an independent news and media organization, its royal license, its royal charter, comes up for renewal next year. Some top BBC current and former executives may be hauled before a very, very powerful parliamentary committee, possibly as early as this week. You know, there are a lot of people in a lot of hot water. The then director general at the time, Lord Hall, in the wake of this a few days ago, resigned from his position as head of the National Gallery, the chief patron of which is Prince Charles. I mean, this is going to impact on a whole lot of people. But the people I'm kind of interested in is all the people whose lives and careers were blighted, if not destroyed, by this. For instance, the poor little graphic designer who was asked to mock up what he thought was just some graphics for a BBC program. And it was only after the interview aired that he started expressing misgivings that I wonder if this was being used. This was used in some way in connection with that interview, in response to which he was fired. He was never used again. So, or Princess Diana's press aide, the highest ranking palace official working with her, he said he couldn't understand why there was this sudden distance and she wasn't sharing things with him anymore. And that was his last palace appointment. You know, he never had another one. And it's because, you know, these fake documents implied that he was taking payoffs to spy on her.
What is surprising to me, Vicky, is this is the BBC. The BBC.
Yes.
Otherwise known as
Auntie here in the UK. You know, she's Auntie. She's this benevolent presence.
They permitted the destruction of a family. And I puzzled 25 years later, how can they? There must be many people who suspected it, who knew and have kept silent all these years. Is that the assumption in London?
Well, what seems to have happened, there was a big investigative documentary done by a very respected investigative journalist who's done a lot of work for the BBC in the past. And what seems to have happened is that BBC managers caught wind of these forged documents sometime after the interview aired.
Right.
When they pressed Martin Bashir about it, he said, "Oh, yes, you're right. I created these documents, but nobody ever saw them. You know, yes, that was an error of judgment on my part, but nobody ever saw them." And then more things came out about lies he might have told Diana. He said, "Well, no, actually, my source for all of this was Diana herself. She told me all of this." But as John Ware, the investigative journalist, pointed out, if anybody had just examined the timeline, they would see that he and Diana didn't meet for the first time until 3 weeks after those forged documents were commissioned. So clearly he was the source of all of this. Then at some point, some of the higher ups at the BBC were aware that he had lied. There was this supposedly independent, it was an in-house investigation, which concluded at the end of it that Martin Bashir was a decent and honorable man and journalist. And that was that. And as I say, the whistleblower, the poor graphic designer, who had tried to blow the whistle, he was the one who paid the price with his career. It's a pretty sorry, pretty sordid tale. The BBC stock has been particularly high this past year because it has been so proactive in dealing with the pandemic and covering the pandemic,
right,
and trying to perform public service broadcasting. But I would say this has really set it back in public esteem and public perception, and most importantly, in the perceptions of those pretty powerful lawmakers who may decide whether or for how long the BBC license is renewed next year.
Vicky Barker, CBS News in London, about a story that has many, many twists ahead. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.